Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Bechayrus, Parak Hei Mishnah Vav and Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esr Basrachol Shishi B'zeichet Afayin Reziv Kagon Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Shechet Abachar, a kain shechted Abachar, a machari, and then he sold the meat. And then V'noy D'Shloi Haro. It turns out that he didn't end up showing it to somebody to see whether or not it had a mum, and so it's not allowed to be eaten. Masha Achlu Achlu. Whatever the purchasers ate, they ate. However, who Yachshalam Asadamim, the kain has to return them their money, and that's because of a knas that he sold them something that they're not allowed to eat. Now Masha Loi Achlu. Whatever they hadn't eaten, they still have that meat. Habasri Yikaver, it has to be buried because he can't benefit from it. And Vuhu Yachsol Masadamim, he still has to return that money to them because of Mekachtos, that's a mistaken sale. He wasn't allowed to sell it to them, so he would still have to return them their money. Also, if a person shechs a regular cow or just a regular kosher animal, nothing to do with the Bechar, and he sells it, and then it turns out that it was a Trefa, Masha Achlu Achlu, whatever they ate, Vuhu Masadamim, but he would have to return them their money because he sold them something they're not allowed to eat. And Masha Loi Achlu, the meat that was not yet eaten, here it's different than Bechar. They give him back the meat, and he returns them their money. And that's because this meat is allowed to be used. You could benefit from it. You can't eat it, but you could give it to your dog, for example. So they could still claim that it's a Mekach Tois. It was a sale by mistake. And so they can get their money back as long as they give him back the meat. Now, let's say they sold this meat to a guy already, or they gave it to the dogs. They have to pay him for the value of the trefa, meaning however much trefa meat could be sold for. That's the amount of money that they would have to pay him. But the rest of the money, the amount that they paid because they thought it was regular meat, that much is given back to them. So for example, if a regular piece of edible kosher meat would be $10, but trefa meat is just $2, they pay him the $2, and the remaining $8 they can get back from him. Now moving on to Parak Vav, we're going to be discussing a whole bunch of different types of mumin that pasul bechar, and therefore allow the kohen to shecht it regularly. He can eat it, he can sell it, no problem. He doesn't have to bring it as a karbon. Mishnah Aleph tells us, al elu mumin shechtas bechar, the following woman, allow one to shecht the bechar outside the base of Mikdash and eat its meat like regular or sell it. In this first mission, we're going to be discussing ear mumin. Nifkama aznoi, if it's missing a piece of the ear, minaschus from the cartilage of the ear, that's the hard crunchy part, that's a mum, avaloi mina ar, but not from the soft skin around the cartilage or from the earlobe. Also, nistika, if it has a crack or a cut in it, afal bishalai chasar, even if it's not missing part, or nikva malay karshina, if it has a hole in it the size of a karshina seed, which is about a third of the size of a piece of barley, oi shiyavsha, or if it's dried out, these are all mumen. Mishnah clarifies, Ezu Yivesha, what does that mean it's dried out? So, Kol Shetinoke Ve'ena Metzia Tibas Dam, that's if it gets a cut and no blood comes out, so it must mean it's dried out because the body's not sending blood to it anymore. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Mshalmeimer, he says, then no, it has to be more dried out. Yivesha Shetein Efraches, it has to be dried out enough that when it's touched or mushed, it totally crumbles, only then it's considered dried out that it's a mum. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Bez and Gimel discussing I Mumen. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.